member of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign's Boycott Action Group. 5 years ago, Palestine Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Organisation, which is formed of a broad coalition of the largest Palestinian organisations, trade unions, networks, and inspired by the South African struggle against apartheid, issued a call to all international organisations to support a boycott against Israel. And that boycott has grown very gradually over the last 5 years and now is taking on some momentum in Britain, in Europe and across the world. This Monday in Nablus, the second national conference of the Palestinian Boycott, Development and Sanctions Committee took place. The conference aimed to raise awareness about BDS as an effective civil resistance strategy within Palestine and internationally. In response to Israel's attacks, it issued the following statement. Israel cannot be allowed to act with impunity. The Israeli violent attack on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla this morning is an act of international piracy which the world must condemn and take suitable measures against. More specifically, international civil society and governments of the world that respect and uphold international law must immediately initiate sanctions against Israel to compel it to obey international law. They carried on to say, Israel cannot be allowed to act with impunity, and those responsible for the crimes committed today, as well as in the past, must be held accountable. We affirm our unwavering determination to build support for and continue to grow the worldwide boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign until Israel ends its occupation, its system of apartheid and its denial of the right of return for Palestinian refugees. We warmly welcome the principled and courageous support of the global solidarity movement, particularly as expressed in boycott, divestment and sanctions campaigns throughout the world. We mourn all the international and Arab fatalities of today's Israeli act of international terror and promise to pursue our path of civil resistance to end Israel's criminal impunity and attain the inalienable rights of our people. And that was issued by the boycott conference in Nablus in Palestine on Monday. So now it's more important than ever for us in Britain to develop our campaign for supporting a boycott of Israeli goods, a cultural boycott of Israel, and divestment and sanctions. We need to raise awareness of the unjust situation in Gaza and put pressure on Israel where it hurts economically. In Sheffield, Palestine Solidarity Campaign has held boycott actions each month for a number of months now. If you're interested in joining them, getting involved in the campaign, or simply want more information, there's a list here you can put your name and email address on. So please raise the issue of boycotting Israeli goods in your schools, in your colleges, in your universities and in your communities, faith groups and trade unions, and build a campaign, a boycott campaign, that puts pressure on Israel where international diplomacy and UN resolutions have failed. Our next regular boycott action will be held on June the 12th, and so we hope to see lots and lots of you there on that day. We'll be meeting at the Infirmary Road tram stop about 11 a.m. And after drawing the supermarket's attention to their unethical practices in stocking Israeli goods and talking to the regular shoppers, we'll be moving round the corner to the Ponderosa Recreation Area to join Peace in the Park and continue the message there. So please join us. Boycotting is probably one of the most effective things that we can be doing now to put pressure on Israel. Thank you for listening.
Is the Secretary of the Sheffield Trades Council, who very rarely speaks, but this has made him particularly angry. After that, can we have Louis from the Sheffield Hallam Students Palestine Solidarity Campaign? Can he make his way up? Bill Ronsley, Secretary of Sheffield Trades Council.
Colleagues, last year, the TUC discussed the problems of the Middle East, and it committed itself to a two-state solution to the crisis in the Middle East and support for the roadmap. The TUC reiterates its condemnation of the government of Israel's offensive in Gaza, which resulted in 1,450 Palestinian deaths and over 5,000 being injured, as well as the massive systematic destruction of infrastructure. The TUC remains concerned about the situation in Gaza and reiterates its opposition to the Israeli blockade, which is in contravention of the international law and prevents vital supplies from reaching the people of Gaza. The TUC welcomes the contributions which the unions made during 2009 to the TUC Aid Appeal for Gaza Fund. And also, the TUC, as a result of the Gaza offensive, called on the British government, firstly, to condemn the Israeli military aggression and the continuing blockade of Gaza. Secondly, to end the arms sale to Israel by Britain, which valued £18.8 million in 2000 a year, and it was up from £7.7 million of the previous year. It's unbelievable that in this situation that the British government is arming the Israeli forces. We should also seek a United Nations agreement to impose a ban on the importing of goods produced in the illegal settlements. It's not generally understood, by the way, that many of the goods that we buy are marked as being Israeli when they're not. They should be Palestinian. And also to seek agreement to support the move to suspend the EU-Israeli Association Agreement, which provides preferential trade to Israel. The TUC to increase the pressure for an end to the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories and the removal of the separation wall and the illegal settlements, agreed to support a boycott of goods and agricultural products that originate in illegal settlements through developing an effective targeted consumer-led boycott campaign, working closely with the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign. The campaign is also calling for disinvestment by companies which are associated with the occupation, as well as engaged in the building of the separation wall, and also to build a campaign to raise greater awareness of the issues. There is a final point I want to make here to all in attendance, because I'm presuming the vast majority of you are members of trade unions. The TUC is now reiterating its encouragement to the trade unions to affiliate to the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. So I am asking that you all, when you go back to your branches and attend your branch meetings, you move resolutions suggesting that your particular branch affiliates to the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Comrades, what has happened in the Middle East in the last few days is something that we're not prepared to continue standing for. And I believe that now we have the trade union movement on the side of the Palestinian people, officially by a resolution adopted by the 2009 Congress, it gives an opportunity to ensure that the whole of the labour and trade union movement of this country actively supports the struggles of the Palestinian people.
Thank you, Bill. Can Louis from I've got a message here from the MP Clive Betts. He's in London. Apologies for not being here. My statement is, I deplore without reservation both the illegal attack by Israel on the flotilla and their illegal blockade of Gaza. I call on the international community to conduct a fully independent inquiry into these appalling events and take all necessary action to ensure that the blockade is ended and all necessary aid and supplies reach the people of Gaza immediately. That's Clive Betts. Louis Morris from Sheffield Hallam Palestine Solidarity Campaign.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah. I'm just about to graduate from my degree at Sheffield Hallam, but at the moment in Gaza it's not going to be quite so easy for the students there. The Gaza Strip has the highest proportion of its young adults in higher education anywhere in the world. And perhaps because of this, because education is so important to the people of Gaza, during the Israeli assault on Gaza in 2009, the Israelis decided to drop several bombs on the Islamic University of Gaza, rendering a third of the university completely unusable. And the Palestinian people haven't been able to rebuild this because Israel has a blockade on Gaza that still won't allow in cement, won't allow in wood, or any of the tools required to provide an education for the people of Gaza. On top of this, they've got constant roadblocks getting in the way of their education, and obviously living under occupation, things aren't so easy. And so education and the student movement is something that is really important to the struggle against the Israeli occupation of Palestine. For one, we've got academic boycotts and things like that which can irritate the Israeli government. But also last year, 2009, we saw a wave of occupations up and down the country. We had one at Sheffield University that lasted several weeks, and we had one at Sheffield Hallam University. And this is really important. Like, the students who occupied these universities asked for their universities to condemn the actions of the Israeli government. They asked for Palestinian students to be given scholarships to come and study in Britain. They asked for basic tools required for education, books and things like that, sent to Palestine, and the universities responded by and large saying that they weren't able to do this because they weren't able to take a political stance on the situation. Some universities were forced to take a stance, and occupations can achieve that, but also we know that that was a lie. The universities do take a political stance. At Sheffield Hallam University, the university decided to condemn the acts of the terrorists in Mumbai. They decided to condemn that in support with the people of Mumbai, but they didn't condemn the actions of the Israeli government attacking the Gaza Strip and displacing. And also, our Vice Chancellor, it turns out, the one who can't take a political stand on anything, is in the Labour Friends of Israel. And so we've got a petition that's circulating today to ask him why he thinks Israel is something that he finds friendly and that he wants to be friends with, and requesting him once again to condemn the actions of the Israeli state in Palestine. So if everyone can sign that, and also join if you're a student, join the student movement in support of Palestine. And
Can I suggest that we remember these 10 tragic deaths? We're angry, but we're also sad. So can we have a 2-minute silence, please? There are leaflets here. If people can take the leaflets and give them to passers-by. But if the rest of us can have 2-minute silence. But also, we're here today. A similar demonstration happened on Monday in the West Bank. And one of the international workers was shot in the face with the tear gas. And she's lost her left eye. And it doesn't get much reporting. And when it happens to Palestinians, it gets no reporting. So can we remember her as well? So 2 minutes, and if we can have a steady drumbeat, please.
very much, everyone.
There's a message from Paul Blomfield MP. He couldn't get here today. And I'm asking you to read that message.
This is a message from Paul Blomfield. I'm sorry that I cannot be with you today. I strongly condemn Israel's attack on the humanitarian flotilla. It appears that Israel has again flouted international law by attacking this humanitarian flotilla in international waters, and the world needs to respond firmly. The flotilla was itself a response to the illegal blockade of Gaza and the desperate need of people there for food, medicines, and building materials. The international community needs to speak with one voice in condemning this action, seeking an immediate end to the blockade and renewing efforts to bring about a political solution which provides for secure states of Palestine and Israel within internationally recognised borders. I am calling for an emergency debate in Parliament to discuss the attack. I will be writing to the Israeli ambassador to make clear my condemnation of this attack, and along with other MPs, I have signed the following early day motion. This House is appalled by the loss of life associated with Israel's attack on the flotilla of ships carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza. Notes that UK and other nationals have been held by Israel despite the attack having taken place in international waters. Endorses the call of the United Nations Secretary General for a prompt, impartial, credible and transparent investigation conforming to international standards. Recognises that Israel's blockade, which has destroyed the economy of Gaza and deepened poverty, still inflicts widespread suffering, and by imposing collective punishment on the people of Gaza, is itself contrary to international law, and therefore calls on the international community to require Israel to end its blockade and to redouble international efforts to secure a lasting settlement with a secure and independent state of Palestine, along a secure and independent state of Israel.
That was Paul Blomfield. We've got Bernard Little from the Green Party to speak next.
Thank you. It's so good to see so many people here, standing here, showing that you care, and millions of people do care. I'm co-chair of Sheffield Green Party. The Green Party Member of Parliament, Caroline Lucas, has called on the government to condemn the action of Israel troops firing on a ship carrying volunteers and medical supplies to Gaza. She's also called on the government to back a credible, independent and international inquiry by the United Nations into this incident. This atrocity took place in international waters. What they did was against international law. We support Amnesty International's call for Israel to immediately lift the 3-year blockade of Gaza. The European Union could do a great deal more than it is doing at the moment. The European Union association with Israel should be immediately suspended. Until Israel respects basic human rights. Thank you.
The next speaker is Liz Lawrence from the UCU Union that had a congress on Tuesday.
Committee, University and College Union. We were in
Manchester over the bank holiday weekend. When we turned on our televisions on the Monday morning, I think a lot of us were just astounded that a ship on a humanitarian mission sailing in international waters could be boarded, that people on board could be shot, that the ship could be hijacked, taken to Israel, and that we understand not all the prisoners yet have been released. I understand four Palestinians who are Israeli citizens are still being held by the Israelis and that they plan to charge them. We must demand that all the prisoners are freed. And the next day, on the Tuesday at our Congress, first of all, we stood for a minute silence to mark our respect for the people who've been killed, for the victims of this terrible attack. We then passed an emergency resolution. We passed the following emergency resolution. Congress is appalled at the Israeli act of piracy in international waters on 31 May. It condemns the armed attack on the Gaza convoy and the murders of people seeking to bring aid to the people of Gaza, suffering from the Israeli and Egyptian blockade. Congress believes this constitutes a prima facie crime against humanity. Congress believes that the senior Israeli government members and senior military and naval officers responsible for commissioning this action should be tried for this crime. Congress demands that the UK government does not change the rules on universal jurisdiction to impede bringing the people responsible for these murders to justice. By that we're saying that if they come here, we think we should be able to charge them, just as we try to charge Pinochet. I think what I want to say in addition is that Rachel Corrie is still sailing, I understand. We must demand that the Rachel Corrie is allowed to land unharmed in Gaza and that there are no further attacks on the ship sailing to Gaza. And lastly, we must demand the lifting of the blockade. Thank you.
A message from our Secretary of Sheffield Palestine Solidarity Campaign. She's also in the Free Gaza movement on the executive. She sent me sent you a long thing that I'll just praise you the last sentence. It follows on exactly from what Liz was saying. The Rachel Corrie remains at sea. It's loaded with children's toys, wheelchairs, books, paper, and cement. The people of Gaza are waiting for them. We need not just the eyes of the world, but its actions to ensure that the Rachel Corrie not only reaches Gaza, but that it and an endless stream of international boats following it make an open, unimpeded sea passage to the occupied Palestine a reality. That's from Hilary Smith of the Free Gaza Movement. Our next speaker is Lucinda Wakefield from the Sheffield Stop the War Coalition. And can Rashida make her way up to their platform, please?
Thank you. We come together at a time when yet again Israel has flouted international law. The world saw in January last year when Israel unleashed the might of its air force on Gaza, where a civilian population of 1.6 million people was sealed in as it was being bombed and shells killing hundreds of thousands of innocent people. Now Israel is blatantly out on the high seas killing internationals. Israel's Operation Castleed has led to shortages of medicine and vital supplies and the isolation and imprisonment of the Palestinian people. This continued blockade and undersupplying of Gaza is outrageous and it is also illegal. These ships were there to give aid and relief to the Palestinians, and yet they have been under attack and there has been massive loss of life. Israel's continued inhumane violence cannot be defended. Yet where is the outcry and condemnation from our government and other governments of the world? Israel is responsible for continually flouting international law and has never stood up to UN resolutions, yet no one blinks. And again, the media, in its biased reporting, has basically blamed the people on the ships for what has happened. No question about what Israel did, and yet you can see in the footage, it's very clear that those people were there defending themselves against armed soldiers and had the right to do that when their colleagues were being when it comes to defending in Israel. A Western government, of course, just holding up Israel as the only democracy in the Middle East. And for America, it is a convenient ally in its imperialist push to control the Middle East. They continue the funding of the Israeli terrorism as part of their controlling of the Middle East. Millions of people around the world feel strongly that Israel must pay the moral and economic price for its crimes. It has been fantastic to see at such short notice around the world so many people taking to the streets in support of these people on the boats and the Palestinians. You see them in England, all around Europe, the USA and Pakistan in condemnation of these attacks, putting demands on our governments to take action against Israel, which has been allowed for too long to terrorise Palestinians and violate countless international laws with impunity. We do need to continue this and to demand an immediate suspension of the EU trade agreement and appropriate immediate sanctions made against Israel for these barbaric and illegal acts. We also demand the government to put pressure on the USA to act accordingly and specifically revoke the planned further military aid of $150 million for a missile system for the state of Israel. The time has come for the government that represent us to stop engaging with Israeli lies and excuses, and we have to be on the streets every day and all day until they do this immediately. No reviews of what's happened. We know what's happened. They have murdered people within international area of disease, and this is no excuse. Sheffield Stop the War sends solidarity to all those taking part around the world against this violation, and we continue to support the people of Palestine, and we will stand here until we get freedom for Palestinians. Free, free Palestine!
Okay, can I suggest we have another 2 minutes silence, please? And just remember that 10 people have died, and the human rights worker that lost her eye also in a demonstration similar to this, but it was in the West Bank. So 2 minutes silence, please, and then we'll have Rashida from Sheffield University Palestine Solidarity Campaign. solidarity campaign.
Hi everyone, I just want to thank you first of all for coming out here tonight. It just goes to show what we're doing when we all went together. Sorry! Okay, right, so I'll start with the education system and the situation that students face in Palestine. When you look at students in Britain, they have access to, you know, everything, all this knowledge, all these books and, you know, resources and everything. And our right to education is protected by national law. Yet you look at Palestine, you look at the students there in Gaza, their rights are not protected. They are restricted from pursuing their education abroad, where they're in their own home country, they are unable to, you know, research their own degrees or work whatever field that they want to. But yeah. So, whenever they try to cross the Gaza border, they are restricted by Israeli authorities. I'm really sorry about this. I'm really bad at public speaking. Right, okay. The students are basically, they're prevented from leaving Gaza in order to pursue their education. The reason why they'd like to pursue their education abroad is because they don't have access to certain resources within their own field. So they'd like to go outside basically. But because of the Israeli authorities, they are restricted from doing so. So far, the number of students in Gaza that have been allowed to leave stands currently at zero. I mean, can you believe that you can't even go abroad just to, I don't know, study physics or something or math? Just because they're Palestinian, they are restricted from moving absolutely anywhere. As a result, because of these restrictions, they're forced to exit through an exit called Rafah, which exists on the Egyptian border. So far, the Egyptians have been officially opening and closing this border, thereby once again blocking Palestinians from exiting the country. So I'd like to finish off. Sorry for rambling on, but we stand here in resistance to the illegal Israeli occupation, and we also stand in solidarity with those who have lost their lives, those who sustained injuries in the attack on the flotilla, and of course the ongoing onslaught against the Palestinians on the Western Bank and in Gaza. Thank you.
Thanks, Rashida. I've got a message from our chairman, Bashir Al-Farah. Bashir Al-Farah was the first Palestinian to reach Gaza since the setting up of Israel, since the blockade started. He was on the first of the flotillas, the first Palestinian that got to his homeland without going through an Israeli checkpoint. He's apologised that he can't be here, but he sent a message. Anticipated, the news of the Israeli Navy criminal attack on the Gaza aid flotilla came with great shock. The mighty Israeli Navy, with all its American, European, including British, most sophisticated weaponry, could have stopped the flotilla without even having to touch it. They could have towed it remotely. They could have damaged the ships. What did they choose? The only language they understood. Force. My heart bleeds for the families of the victims as much as it does for the millions of my beloved homeland, Palestine and Gaza. It is ironic that some good news came out of this tragedy. The Egyptian regime has decided earlier this morning to open the Rafah border, crossing in both directions from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. until further notice. This came to absorb the public shock which this crime has caused. A heavy price was paid. The blood of these innocent victims who were trying to defy this very criminal siege. I call upon all of you to be very ready to counter the lies of the Zionist propaganda machine. These activists were trying to take aid to the biggest concentration camp on earth at present. Israel has no right to impose this war crime, collective punishment on Palestinian civilians. Israel has no territorial waters facing the Gaza Strip. Israel is making a mockery of international law day in, day out. Israel could have used many different non-confrontational ways to stop the flotilla. Simply, they are not interested in what we dream of. The word has five letters, and it's peace. Let's make sure that we counter every lie with which they are throwing at the world public opinion. I would like to pass on to you, from all the people I meet in Egypt, their most sincere gratitude for your humanity and all the great work that you are doing. I will be taking part in a few vigils here in Cairo and will pass them your solidarity. Together, we shall continue to fight injustice in Palestine and elsewhere. That's Mashiach Al-Farah.
In Chicago, San Francisco, New York, Washington DC. Demonstrations took place throughout Australia, in Sydney, Melbourne. Demonstrations took place and continue to take place throughout Indonesia, Malaysia. Just yesterday, the Nicaraguan government has decided to sever diplomatic links with Israel. Previously, during the Gaza massacre, the Gaza war, last January, the governments of Bolivia and Venezuela severed diplomatics with Israel. This isn't enough. What we have is the potential for a massive and growing global solidarity movement. But we have to maintain the pressure and we have to maintain our unity. We have to maintain our organisation and we have to maintain our coordination. And we have to demand with one voice full comprehensive sanctions against the State of Israel. Full comprehensive sanctions against the State of Israel. What was good for apartheid is good for racist apartheid Israel. Thank you very much.
Secretary that I read out, she was on the radio yesterday, and the reporter said, what's the point of demonstrations like this? And her first answer was, we need to show solidarity with people who are getting a quarter of the materials that they daily need. A quarter of the materials are being allowed through the border. And she was going to finish the sentence, but unfortunately she got cut off. But what she was going to say is the other reason. The same process that we're going through now, some of us have seen it before. We saw it with apartheid. And there were demonstrations like this, there was petitions, there was lobbies, there was sanctions. There was a boycott movement, a sporting boycott and so on. It's a long struggle. Palestinians are militarily and organisationally weak. They cannot beat the Israeli state. Just as blacks in South Africa could not beat the highly armed white apartheid regime. But today's meeting and the ones that Patrick had mentioned are part of a process. We got rid of the last apartheid, we can get rid of this one. There's a couple of announcements I need to make. We have a job. This is magnificent turnout at 2 days' notice. But as Mashiach says, we have to combat the Israeli lies. The blockade is nothing to do with Israeli security. Pasta is banned. Paper is banned. How is this in the interest of Israeli security? So there's a number of things that we need to do. Combat their lies. Next Saturday, there's another lobby here. We've got loads of literature. It's this Saturday at 12 o'clock. We have a task. It's excellent that we know the basic facts. Our task is to convince our workmates, our neighbours, our friends and our relatives. This coming Saturday, there is a national demonstration. If you're interested, it's called by Stop the War Coalition and the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. That's also this Saturday. But see Patrick if you want to go. Those that can't go, 12 o'clock here this coming Saturday. The other thing is we've organised a public meeting. Our worry is that just like the attack on Lebanon, there's a horrible slaughter that caused over a million refugees. Then 17 months ago, there was a horrible slaughter on Gaza that killed 1,400 people. Our task is to keep up the pressure and make sure the Israelis believe that if they just shut up, that it'll all go quiet again. We must prove them wrong. Next Tuesday, Tuesday week, the 15th, on the 15th, there'll be a public meeting. Please come to it. On Saturday, we'll have leaflets for it. Tell your friends, tell your neighbours. Can we have a one last minute chant, and then in 2 minutes we'll end it. Free, free,
Palestine!
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 Thank you everyone for coming. Tell your friends, tell your neighbours. Next Saturday, 12 o'clock. Thank you very much for coming.
No state solution for Palestine.
One more time.
There is no state solution for Palestine.